we gather this early evening to take just a little bit of time as we are on the very edge of our Christmas celebration. A little bit of time to be quiet, quiet in mind and quiet in heart, and to reflect a bit about the meaning of this feast, and to turn our minds and our hearts to worship God, and to see what we do here as the underpinning of all the celebrating that we will do over the coming days. The story of the birth of the Savior is told in both Matthew's Gospel and in the Gospel according to Luke. And in many ways, the story is told a number of times. The passage that is put before us this evening tells the story through the eyes of Joseph. Tells the story as Matthew writes it. And there are so many parts of the story we could reflect upon, but I would suggest that we take just one little piece of it. And that is the fulfillment of the words spoken by the prophet Isaiah. A young woman will conceive a child and give birth to a son. And they will call him Emmanuel, a word that means God is with us. From the very beginning of time, human beings have puzzled about a creator, about a God, about a supreme being. They've puzzled about the meaning of this reality and how that reality has impact on them as individuals. And for most of human history, the image of a deity, of God, of the divine, of the first source, has been the image of a distant power. Sometimes it's regarded as personal, sometimes this power is regarded as energy, sometimes this power is just an indescribable force. But in most of human history, this God is distant. And the reaction of human beings before the face of God throughout history has been in some ways a reaction of fear and apprehension, and the sense that I need to do things to placate this God. Well, the feast we celebrate is just the contrary of that. That God so deeply wanted to touch your life and mine that God could not stay distant. God could not be far off. God had to be close. And so what Matthew tells us at the very beginning of his gospel is that the story that is about to unfold is the story of what it is for God to be with us. In that opening chapter of Matthew, the end of the story is already told. And at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, the beginning is repeated. For in the 28th chapter, the last chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the very last two verses of the Gospel, Jesus says to his disciples, "Go forth in all the world, baptize all people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have taught you. And above all, remember this: I am with you today and every day as long as the world lasts." The story begins with the acknowledgement that this infant is God with us. And the story ends with the injunction that we never, ever forget: I am with you every day, even to the end of the world. Human beings, as they contemplated this divine, did so with trembling and did so with fear. You give her to me. Yes, dear, yes. In God's plan, human beings are not to fear God. Human beings are called into union with God. Human beings are to draw close to God. And so that's possible because God draws close to us. And knowing us as God does, he's the creator, he's the maker of human nature, God knows that of all things, human beings fear babies least of all. That if he wanted to draw close to us, there was no better way than to come among us as an infant, as a vulnerable, fragile, weak, dependent infant. And the hope was that if we could warm up to an infant and stay close enough, maybe as that infant grows into adulthood and speaks challenging words to us, we might have the capacity to hear. We might have the capacity to listen. We might have the ability to believe. That fear might be banished, and God might truly be seen as one with us. And so in God's plan, a young woman shall conceive and shall bear a child, and they will name that child Emmanuel, for God is with us. You are beautiful. You are. Thank you. Please, let us pray.